Nothing can affect a Muslim's trust in Allah. Suspicions, concerns, and fears a person who is far from having trust in Allah have never end. Everything possesses a treat for such a person. He believes that anyone or anything may give harm to him. He lives with a suspicious, anxious, and unhealthy character. Because he remains distant to the comfort of trusting in Allah, he is choked by his troubles. A person of faith, on the other hand, lives in an extremely carefree, cheerful, and healthy mood, for he, in any case, trusts in Allah and befriends him. There is nothing that can shake, grieve, and scare such a person, for he knows that it is our Lord who creates everything. He relies on Allah's endless might and is at peace due to acting by the support of this infinite might. Having the consciousness that no one can do anything unless otherwise willed by Allah becomes the pillar of his life. People of weak faith and the people who adhere to the morality of ignorance, on the other hand, are vulnerable in some subjects. According to this erroneous belief, the tolerance of a person has limits, and in cases where circumstances appear to turn against him or in a situation that he dislikes, he may well show a severe reaction. In fact, erratic moods, which are in fact abnormality, are being explained away by this term. However, the common reason that relies beneath erratic behaviors, which are unpleasant and can be expanded by many examples, is solely distrust in Allah. This indicates weakness and flawless in one's faith. A sincere person of profound faith who wholeheartedly submits himself to Allah never experiences sorrow, misery, or feel weak. Allah may put a person to test through various different subjects. For instance, he may be tried by death, sickness, losing his possessions, and thus facing difficulties, or losing his loved ones, or unexpected things happening to them. Encountering such situations, one needs to know that there is absolute goodness in it, and putting his trust in Allah, face the situation with resoluteness. One needs to also meet that incident with the morality of the Prophet and completely submit himself to Allah. Allah commands in the Quran, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful." Surat Ash-Shu'ara 217. If a person desires the permanent beauties of the hereafter rather than the temporary interests of this world, there exists nothing that can make him feel concerned. That is because if a person feels fear or anxiety, which are feelings related to losing something, these stem solely from attachment to this world. However, if a person wants to attain infinite comfort by putting complete trust in Allah and earning his good pleasure, and if he has chosen the hereafter as the real abode, it will be very easy for him to give positive reactions and be at ease in his heart. Muslims whose moralities are given as examples in the Quran are blessed people who are in complete trust in Allah under every circumstances. Indeed, on Allah's way, they were oppressed, tortured, insulted, and put to trial by their wealth and themselves, but they continue to live with great zeal and perseverance. Allah relates this moral perfection in the Quran as follows, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan." And why indeed should we not put our trust in Allah when He has guided us to our ways? We will be steadfast however much you harm us. Those who trust put their trust in Allah. Surah Ibrahim 12. There is a noble behavior that sincere believers has to take as examples. Even though the most unexpected, seemingly the most troublesome events befall them, or although they live in great blessings and ease, they turn to Allah with the very same sincerity and love and live with the same joy, peace and ease.